Welcome to a very special episode of Nerd Tweet and a Movie Podcast. I'm your host, Nerdpool Prime. Thank you so much for joining me. So, I am broadcasting live from Orlando, the site of MegaCon 2022. So, as you probably noticed, there was no intro music. I'm on site and didn't bring the audio files with me that I need, but I still wanted to get this recorded and up as soon as possible. So this is my first big Comic-Con. I've been to a few smaller ones. I went to Collecticon, and I totally thought that was big. Yeah. Collecticon was like the younger little brother that got picked on compared to this. It was, I was in awe. I have to admit that being by myself and trying to traverse the sea of people and maneuvering to get all the covers and signatures and this and that I needed. Let me tell you, there was a couple times where I was just overwhelmed to the point where I completely lost where I was. I didn't, like, I'm looking around like, wait, what was I? Where was I going? What? Ah, oh, damn it. And then I would have to realize I had walked past where I needed to go. And I know, I want to say that I thought I was prepared. I spoke to quite a few people today, and the general consensus is I was not ready. I've been preparing for this for a year at this point. I missed going to MegaCon last year, and I just knew I wasn't going to do that again. So here I am. One of the main reasons why I came is so I could see Kevin Conroy and hear his panel, and of course I missed it. I was just too busy looking at all the trying to get all the books that I wanted and needed, and meeting the people like Javon Jordan and Garrett Gunn, two people who I've interviewed remotely, and I finally get to meet them in person, which was I can't even express how amazing that was to finally meet them in person. I mean, you feel like you know someone, and then you meet them and you actually do know them, and it's pretty cool. I met another person who's big in the Whatnot community, Skeff, from Skeff's Comics. We're walking by, I was like, hey, you're Skeff? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I know Tween. He's like, oh man, it was really cool matching a face to the name. I mean, I've been on camera before, and you know, I do this podcast, and I've should have seen, but you know, whatever. But yeah, I just, the consensus was I thought I was ready. I brought tons and tons of books thinking that I was prepared and this, that, and believe me, I wasn't. I have one of the biggest takeaways I have to say is, however much money you think you need, triple it, hands down. No questions asked. Not everyone is even as lucky as me to be able to go get a whole bunch of stuff at a con day one. Well, my day one, certainly day two. And then go back to where I'm staying and be able to flip them and be able to go back with more funds tomorrow. That's not something that everyone gets. So for me, even as someone who has that luxury, I still didn't have enough. Like, I just, everything, I've pretty much done everything that I've wanted to do besides, you know, me and the celebrities, and that's a big thing for Saturday. I didn't get to see Frank Miller. They sold out of the tickets, and I just, it was a lot of money. It was about $80 just to do that. He got something signed, which is pretty cool, but when I had so many other things I had to do, it just, Frank, while a legend, he didn't really impact my recent collection. The books that I went and got were like the Javon Jordan Good Boy Foil exclusive, which sold out by like 11 o'clock. I was lucky enough to get one, and I was able to get it signed by both Javon and Javon. Damn. I feel like I had a long day. I feel like I'm butchering his name right now. And Garrett Gunn. So, and then I also was able to get the Good Boy Volume 2, number one MegaCon exclusive, signed by both him and In-Hyuk Lee, who did the cover. Those books I just ran to go get. So I definitely missed that first panel. And man, like I said, and like walking through, I, you know, saw all these great things. I was like, oh, this is cool. Toys, this, that, comics. I didn't even look through any of the bins. Like, you know how people, if you ever been to a con, there's just people with just boxes and boxes and boxes you just go through. I didn't even look at a single box. Not even a single box. And I was there all day. Well, I left, I think, about 2 hours early because I was just, it was just too much for me. I've spoken about how I'm not a young kid anymore. And my body is like three times as old as my actual age is. So by about 4:30, 5 o'clock, my back was like, yeah, bro, it's time to go. And that definitely is part of the reason why I realized that this is definitely not a one man job. I was supposed to have a couple people with me. Things fell through, and it just one thing led to another, and here I am all by myself. But in regards to being prepared, I wasn't. I walk through, and there's literally people getting tattooed. Like, you know how bad I want to get a tattoo now in the middle of MegaCon? I just don't have the money. There's no way. I didn't even bother to stop to see how much the prices were, because I feel like if I had a number, I would have gone and found a way to make that. And I still have to meet Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith and Kevin Conroy are my two... Hey, look at that, two Kevins. Those are my two big, like, things that I have to do. And I will make sure that happens. Kevin Smith, as I've spoken about many times, is one of my heroes. If you talk about what I would hope to be someday, he's pretty damn near it. Stand-up comedian, writer, director, comic book writer, all of that. Like actor, you know, that's definitely right up the alley in which I would like to be. And then, of course, I want to meet Conroy because I do the Joker voice. So, and it really, those are my two things that I have to do tomorrow. But I'm also bringing all my books for James Tynion, and all my books for Garrett to sign, you know. And I got a whole stack of Illuminati covers. Like, I just have to get those signed, too. And there's just so much to do, and I'm not going to be able to stay Sunday. I had to take the train up, and the only train back down was at 10:47 in the morning. MegaCon opens up at 10. Ain't no way I can get in there, do anything, and then still get out. And I mean, my checkout's at 10 as well, so what am I going to do? Walk through MegaCon with my suitcase and everything else I got? No, it's not happening. So I have tomorrow. Tomorrow is my last shot to get everything I need to do. And I didn't, you know, when I was at Collecticon, I started a bit on my channel, you know, just one question with Nerdtween. Didn't ask not one person one question on camera. I mean, I had all these artists literally signing stuff for me, and I didn't even, I had my tripod. Well, my stand, whatever you want to call it, because technically it's a tripod. And I just there was just too much going on. I was able to, you know, I filmed some of it. I took a couple pictures, you know, but for the most part, I don't want to say like I keep saying overwhelmed, but this was more like I was engulfed in the con fever. And I couldn't get into the content creator mindset. I was just in the holy crap, this is amazing, I'm a super nerd. What, like, in like a mecca of nerdness, like the amount of people in cosplay just blew my mind. And I'm kind of regretting that I didn't wear my Casey Jones cosplay today. By the time this is released, it will be yesterday. Oh no, I guess I'm gonna be. Today's Friday, so it'll come out Sunday. No, I'll I'm gonna drop this tomorrow, and then do another one tomorrow night. Day one, day two, MegaCon one, part two. but yeah, I definitely wasn't in the let's make content mindset, which is something that was a misstep on my part. I should definitely have done with more forethought to make sure I got more than just a little bit of content today, so I would have time to get the experiences and the things that I want for tomorrow, instead of having to try to do all of it at one time. And the biggest issue is walking with everything. Like, if I'm gonna bring the tripod again, and then any books to get signed, I got to bring like two boxes. I got two boxes in my bag, got to carry the tripod. I better hope that I don't want to buy anything because I won't have anywhere to put it. Now, I mean, I'm not too far from the con. So, you know, I could always go do all the content creator stuff with just, you know, the tripod or whatever. And go about it like that, and then come back and load up, and then it's definitely something that's possible, and that's something I'm gonna have to debate about it for a while. Unfortunately, at the time of this recording, it's already after midnight, and I'm sitting here having moral dilemmas about what I'm going to do for the next 24 hours. All I know is MegaCon Orlando, it has been very rewarding, and I didn't really even get that much accomplished. I had a lot of issues even making it happen. Initially, I was, like I said, supposed to have one of my friends, Brent, as well as, you know, my stepdad, Big Guy, was supposed to be here with me as well, and instead it's just me. So I had to take the train up. The train was 7 hours, and I'll take the train back down 7 hours. Side note, I know Amtrak's not going to listen to this, but y'all really got to have a train that doesn't have to go all the way over to Tampa then all the way back to go up north. That's just a little crazy. I used to do it all the time with my my grandmother coming down from New York, or when I was going up to North Carolina, I was in school. So I've done it quite a few times. It's been like that for a while. Let's fix that, please. Shall we? Thanks. But pretty soon I'll be, if this ever happens again, I'll be on the Bright Line, so it'll be 2 hours. So I had a lot of time to prepare my head, what I was going to do. I had all my books organized. I even broke it down into the small, like, not necessarily smaller creators, but the ones that I felt I could get in and out of, like Nakayama. And wow, that was really... That's not a very good transition. That I was going to be able to get the signatures and move on quick. Like Nakayama, Sabine Rich. I was lucky. I mean, the Miranda brothers, the ones who wrote We Live and the new We Live Paladones. I'm not sure how to exactly say it. There was no line. Like, how do you walk up to those two creators? We Live, like, took off. It's a great series for one, but I mean, in value and in spec and everything, it exploded, and you could walk right up to him. It's like, what? Like, and I it's crazy. There's, you know, some big creators here, and one of them that I'm hopefully going to be able to talk to at length tomorrow is going to be Donnie Cates. I had my good friend Noah from Noah's Amazing Reviews, and if you're not following him on YouTube, I don't know what you're doing. He's amazing. He does great content, and he's got tons of followers. He's subscribers. He's awesome. Noah's Amazing Reviews. Just you can thank me later. I reached out to him. I was like, listen, man, I don't like asking for things. I don't like asking for assistance or anything like that. But I was like, can you do me a favor? Put in a good word with Donnie Cates about me. I want to maybe get a couple minutes with him just to have a quick, like, interview. And I don't know how it's going to land. I mean, I only saw him briefly today. And then, like, I walked up to Nakayama, who's another person who follows Noah, and was like, yeah, Noah says hi. And I was like, Noah's from Amazing Reviews. And the first thought was, is he here? No, he's not. I might have to try to, like, get him on IG, like, live or whatever, and be like, hey, Nakayama, look, it's your boy. But then, like, Tinian, another one. Like, I have so many Tinian books, like, that I want him to sign. And I don't know how much it's going to cost. I mean, there is so much value in it, so I could see it being a high priced. And, man, do I walk out of there because I can't afford it? You know what I mean? Like I'm not like, walk out, like, how dare you charge so much? But be, like, unfortunate that he was right there, and I couldn't get as many signatures as I wanted. And I invested in his Tiny Onion Club, so, you know, like, I was one of the founding members. So to be able to go there and use that perk with the card that I get for being one of those members and just not getting everything I need signed is going to hurt a lot. And honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do if I don't get it. Like I said, the biggest thing I need is to speak with Kevin Conroy and Kevin Smith. And I would really, it's not, I don't think it's going to happen now, but I'd really love to get to just meet Brendan Fraser, just to say hi to him for like just 2 seconds. That man, I remember watching The Mummy as a kid and thinking this is the coolest dude on the planet. He is like, that's the action hero I wanted to be like. Fun side note, one of the first VHS tapes I ever bought for myself was The Mummy Returns. It was on a field trip to somewhere, I don't know where. It was an overnight field trip. We were there for like 2 days, and on the way up, we stopped at like a Walmart or something, and I saw it, and I had to get it, and I don't regret it at all. But I don't have anything from the sign, and I think I missed the photo op opportunity already. I hope not. But I'll tell you what, once I'm done recording this, I'm definitely going to plan out my day tomorrow. Like, what panels are where and when and all of that, so I can get some content, so I can actually enjoy part of what I paid for and not just running like a chicken with my head cut off trying to get as many signatures as I possibly can. It was fun. And I'm not, believe me, I'm not, like, complaining. But there's definitely not enough time to do everything I need to do. there definitely isn't enough time. But, yeah, so to sum up, because this is going to be a two-part episode. Part one was just me just talking about all the stuff. Like, I just walking around in just absolute awe. It was just an experience that I can't even begin to describe, and I'm trying my best. I'm fairly good with my words, and I'm at a loss. But to sum it all up, whatever preparation you think you've done or need to do, or money you need to bring, or books you need to bring, or whatever it is you think you need to do, you're wrong. You need to do that times three. Just to be on pace. And I hope that you can learn from my mistakes. It's funny, each con I get a little bit more experienced and a little bit wiser and understanding how these things work a little more. I started off at PalmCon, where there was very small, it was maybe 40 vendors, something like that, maybe. Because it was during the pandemic, and they usually have it at like the fairgrounds. But this time they had to, it was like in a lodge. Man, that was so. I got so many good deals that day, and the next I went to Collecticon. I'm thinking, whoa, in a real convention center, this is huge. You can get on stage with Vanilla Ice. This is amazing. Wow. Get to interview Jason Page. I start the just one question with Jason Page. And it was a great one. I mean, I loved his answer. Made me go, oh, man, I want one question for anyone I get to talk to. And, man, then coming to MegaCon, and MegaCon is on a whole nother level. And when I mean that literally, because there's a whole con floor, and then there's two other levels where there are things going on, panels, the game, tabletop games. There's even a kid area. I mean, like, it's just out of this world, really, out of this world. How many, like, just amazing things that you can see. I mean, you can go walk through a street that, like, looks like something from Star Wars. You can literally, and I hope it's there tomorrow. Oh my god, they had this He-Man setup where you could get on the. Oh my god. Oh man, it'd be so cool. Or get a tattoo. Whoo, man, just think to get a tattoo in the middle of a Comic-Con by like a renowned artist who does those kind of tattoos. Man, a guy can dream, can he? But prepare more, save more, so you can eventually do more. This is Nerdpool Prime, signing off.